This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Are you aware of this story that was circulating yesterday on Twitter? And it might have been other places too. Of this mom that threw this birthday party at Build-A-Bear.
Oh, I used to love Build-A-Bear. I have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in Build-A-Bear crap.
Now, I'm a little confused on how much do you think you've spent at Build-A-Bear?
Thousands of dollars at Build-A-Bear. I'll tell you why. Because I would take my son's friends. I'd do probably what this lady did. And we'd go to Build-A-Bear. And, you know, you can't. So I'd be like, oh, Emmy needs a Build-A-Bear too. And so I'd get, oh, we need the car. Have you seen the car? It is hideous.
The car for the Build-A-Bear?
The car. It's like it's a stuffed animal car. It's just a, I don't know, that was like $60. And you put the bear in it. Doesn't even roll.
Yeah, I'm sure that Build-A-Bear is in my future soon.
Well, if you need accessories, I have raincoats. I have rain boots. I have...
Buy them from you. They're like new, right?
You don't have to buy them. I will give them to you.
Oh.
Yeah. Why would you buy them?
Oh, man.
What am I going to sell the rain hat for?
Because that's the story I'm going to tell my wife. Oh. Is that I went and bought these.
Oh.
Because I'm going to wrap them up and do them as a gift.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And I assumed I would have to buy them from you, but if you're going to give them to me, I'm still going to use my story that I bought them.
Right.
But yeah, that would be great.
Well, now that I think about maybe a couple $100. You wanna,
Let's talk. Okay. It's not cheap, is it?
Oh, my God. I tell you, the stupid car that doesn't roll is like $60.
More power to Build-A-Bear. They found us a little, a little shyster scheme here. And it works.
But, I mean, it's not even, then we didn't even do bears anymore. We did, like, build a duck for Easter. We did build a elf for Christmas. I mean, it's not just bears anymore.
You can do anything.
You can, it's crazy.
All right, here's what the mama did. Mammy, she took her kid to throw in a birthday party at Build-A-Bear. invited like 30 kids, okay, to the big birthday party.
That's expensive.
And I'm just going to read it because I don't want to be accused of not being honest and accurate, because that happens to me a lot on this show. So I'm going to read the story as it is. It's very short, but you tell me if there should be outrage here, because from what I understand,
30 kids?
These parents that took their kids to attend the birthday party were caught off guard by this, all right? A mother angered social media users yesterday. I saw it. They were angry. After posting a story about attending a birthday party at Build-A-Bear, all the guests, who were about 6 years old, created a stuffed animal and were forced by the birthday girl's mother to give that bear to the birthday child when leaving the store. So the parents went there. Thinking that the Build-A-Bear was a project for their own child, but it was a part of the birthday party, but the mom would not let anyone leave the story with their bear. It had to go to her kid.
What?
And the women are outraged.
Well, of course they are.
Because they, most, I guess all, paid for the bear. They paid for the bear. Their kid thought they were going to keep this bear.
So I have been to a birthday party and it said in the invitation, if you want to build a bear, it's $40, whatever. But we got to keep our bear that we built for the birthday party.
Not this one.
I would freak the F out if I had to give it to little Timmy.
No one was told. And the mom is saying, the birthday mom is saying, well, if I had told them, they wouldn't have created the original bear. They thought they were going to. This is like their vision of a bear given to my child. What a gift from her friends.
Can I just tell you, how like crazy I am? I would have left with the bear and my child. I would never have given that.
What's the term you use? Throat punch?
Yes, throat punch. First, I would throat punch the mom.
Can you believe this?
No.
And the women, I guess the moms were caught off guard. Like, I don't want to cause a scene. I don't want to be a Jamie White in this store.
Wow.
Throw punch somebody.
Yes.
And so the moms are like, okay, whatever. Wipe my hands of this. Keep the damn bear. And they all left there mad and started posting yesterday because this woman demanded. She wouldn't let anyone leave. That bear belongs to my child.
It didn't say in the invitation, like, each one of you will be building a bear for my son.
No.
Oh.
No. Please attend our birthday party for little Gracie, who is going to do it at Build-A-Bear. You're all invited.
What'd you come up with? We're Gracie?
I don't know. Lucy. Little Lucy.
Yeah.
We're going to build a bear. Everybody show up. So they did. Mm. And the moms had to spring for this $30, $40, $50 bear, whatever it was.
Oof.
And then said, oh, give me the bear, because that was the birthday gift. That's your birthday gift to little Lucy.
My worst Build-A-Bear experience is I was going through a horrible child custody issue. And so my son was taken by his father to Build-A-Bear, and his dad put a message in the heart.
Really?
So every time my son squeezed that bear, we had to hear his dad.
What did he say?
I love you, buddy. Miss you.
So glad I divorced your mother. That's what I would do. Don't know how you live with that witch.
Wow!
Not you.
Wow!
I'm just saying, if I'm a guy, I'm going to plant a message.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great Texnado question. Dudes, guys, if you were putting a message in your Build-A-Bear for your kid, who's staying with the mom, of course, what would you say?
Well, I don't think this is a fun Texnado contest.
I think it's brilliant.
I'm going to go ahead and call it.
What recording? I didn't know you could put your own recording
in
there.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do that for Little Frog.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what's yours going to be? Hey, why you have poopy pants?
It'd be more like every time you go to the store, ask your mom for a toy.
That's lovely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something put it in his head that he would be just a pain in the butt to her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
I'm actually surprised he didn't put more like something like why. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yeah.
Now do you see why I'm not married to your mother? Huh?
Wow.
Happy birthday. Have a great day.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.